As rainfall increases and storms intensify, local officials across Louisiana are looking for ways to protect their citizens. They're putting up levees and flood walls and trying to manage all the water. But flood water doesn't follow parish lines. Now, as Tegan Wendland reports, the state has a plan to help.
As Hurricane Barry headed for the coast in July, Sharonda Cotton and her family were on edge. They live near Bayou Manchac in Iberville Parish. It's a densely wooded rural area just south of Baton Rouge, and it floods a lot.
I felt scared because I never knew that I could have woke up and water would have been in the house. You can't say because Mother Nature, you know, you have no control of Mother Nature.
But then the Iberville Parish president, Mitch Uso, decided to take matters into his own hands. He got a bunch of workers to start putting up a temporary dam along the road to protect the neighborhood.
And he shut the road down because they was working. There was like in and out traffic, in and out big trucks, and they was on their job. It made me feel safe.
Problem is, people on the other side of those barriers didn't feel safe. They feared that by setting up a wall on one side of the bayou, water would get pushed back onto neighborhoods in East Baton Rouge. So officials there sued the Iberville Parish president and served him a federal restraining order. He was forced to take down the dams. This is just one example of a conflict playing out across the country. As climate change brings heavier rains and more flooding, local leaders are desperate to protect their people. But this patchwork approach can have unintended consequences. Now, officials with the state think they have a solution, a map.
All right, let's see.
Alex Carter pulls it up on her computer at the Office of Community Development.
So this is the map. It has eight different regions. It's focusing on watershed boundaries, right? How water naturally moves within these regions, so you can really see the river systems.
It might not sound that exciting, but this map is kind of revolutionary. It's based on rivers and natural drainage, not political jurisdictions. Over the years, officials have built roads through drainage basins or levees in floodplains.
Yes, they may alleviate flooding in this community, but what does it do downriver? The water's got to go somewhere.
The new map was created by the Louisiana Watershed Initiative, which includes officials from the Department of Transportation, Wildlife and Fisheries, and the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. They're using federal data, local maps, and even flying planes over the state using lasers.
So we see, you know, Shreveport being sort of the central city in the north western region, and we follow the Red River all the way down to Alexandria. Alexandria is kind of its own central area of the state. It's a little bit smaller of a region.
Now the state has $1 billion from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for flood mitigation projects, things like retention ponds and dams. But parishes will need to work together within their watersheds to apply for that money. It's not a lot, but it's a start. Laura Lightbody is a policy expert with Pew Charitable Trusts and works on flooding issues.
Research shows that every dollar invested in mitigation returns roughly $6 in overall losses.
She says the federal government is starting to give more money to states working to solve flooding problems before they happen, rather than after the disaster.
South Carolina, Virginia, Washington, Tennessee are trying to put these plans in place right now. And so if Louisiana can figure it out, there's some real lessons to be had here.
The state is trying to use a map to undo hundreds of years of working against nature. They need buy-in. So Alex Carter took the map on tour, meeting with hundreds of parish leaders across the state.
You know, at first they were like, this is going to be a nightmare. How are we going to manage this? And that's the challenge.
But Carter says people are starting to realize that survival is more important than some lines on a map. In Bayou Manchac, I'm Tegan Wendland.